Jason Raby would maybe attest to that. I don't know. He's a city manager of Beloit. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
So what's going on in your neck of the woods? I see there's projects going on all over the place. You know, some of it that isn't in the city of Beloit. Of course, there's construction on Highway 24. We're seeing that. And there's also a project, Highway 14, right?
Yeah. There's we're going to be looking at hopefully late this fall or early spring. It's going to go out for bid. Just depends. But we got a grant late last year to resurface the South Highway 14 going out of town. So kind of as you cross the Solomon River there by Chautauqua Park and head out of town, you know, that road's pretty beat up and just needs some attention. So we're going to get an overlay project on that. So that'll be a really nice and kind of a two-for-one deal there, where we're going to get the asphalt millings off of that. And if you've seen some of the plans and things that we're trying to do to improve the parking situation up by the football field and the sports complex and all that is create more of a, it's not going to be really a hard surface parking lot, but I'd call it more of a permeable surface parking lot with those asphalt millings. I've had a lot of luck with that previously. They hold up well. They allow the water to kind of absorb through it and they're a lot cheaper. So kind of kill two birds with one stone with both of those projects. Yeah.
Okay. And then airport, there's a project with
the airport. Yeah, so you'll see some activity out the airport. You know, it seems like we're always doing something out there, but they'll be doing a lot of dirt work and I guess, for lack of a better word, shoulder maintenance off of the edges of the runway. Obviously, you want those to be pretty flush with the runway just in case there's an issue with an airplane. There's not a big drop-off. So they're going to be doing quite a bit of dirt work out there, rehabilitating the tarmac where all the airplanes park and then pouring kind of a new concrete entrance into the airport. So that'll be really nice. And so you'll see some activity out there and those types of things going on.
But. Jason Raby, City Manager at Beloit. Our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. First of all, I would hope this is going to happen, but I'm just going to throw it out there. I hope you guys take pictures of before and after with this sports complex play, because I will tell you, it's kind of interesting. There's always things that are sentimental. I mean, the Cookie Field, you know, the Lions baseball field there, we're playing coach pitch games. This will be the last year that we're going to play there.
Yep.
And then I think if I remember correctly, at the end of the baseball season, you guys then will start tearing that down and then moving that across the road, which I think it's a great plan. And I think the large picture makes complete sense when it comes to the sports complex. But it is going to be a little bittersweet
because that was
the place where the games have been for all this time. And there was the curve where people could drive around and kind of look out and see the ball field, you know, and this and that. So just give us an update on that. But I was saying, my point was, is I hope there, and maybe I got to do it too, is have the before and after pictures or take some pictures of our last game.
Have one last picnic there or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, even myself, I mean, I've almost been here for 5 years, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little sentimental for me as well, and a lot of good memories there. But it's just like anything, you know. I think there's a way to honor that past, but also look forward to the future with that. And sometimes it's a little painful, you know, but it's kind of like when you move from your childhood home and you move across town or you move somewhere else. But then, you know what, a couple years later, you're like, man, you know, this wasn't too bad. And you create new memories. So it's kind of that final season type feel to it. You know, it was fun even last night hanging out there, just watching some kids play ball, but kind of just looking forward to what's to come. So, yeah, it'll be kind of saying that, you know, if it was like a synthetic turf or something, we'd sell little pieces of turf off of it.
But,
it's just grass, so it won't last very long, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is kind of the final wrap, and that's kind of what's been going on there. So obviously there's some impact to parking, and timing's always a tough thing. You know, it's kind of, for me, it's balancing, you know, do I make people walk a little bit further just to make sure our timeline works, or do people be more upset if that field's not ready by next year? And I'm guessing the latter, even though I'm sure there's some people, you know, mumbling my name under their breath as they have to walk a little bit further. So we appreciate everybody's flexibility, and I know it's kind of like, well, why don't we wait a little bit longer? But, you know, there's a lot of variables here, and there's a lot of unknowns, and I just want to make sure that we get that thing pulled off and so that we can have a great year next year. And kind of, again, kind of on our next step. I wouldn't even call it our first step. You know, there's been a lot of things we've been doing over the last couple of years to kind of get everything situated. You know, it's been really a banner year for our kids. You know, I mean, it's just fun to see all the parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents and everybody that's, you know, spends a lot of time up there from – April to July, you know, and it's kind of just that pastime, which every community deals with. But you know, Beloit's got a pretty, I would say, flourishing, you know, from t-ball to softball to baseball, type of summer pastime. So
yeah,
it's a great community hangout spot, and plus it's going to help resolve some issues with the track and the football and those things that go on during the school year. So right. So yeah, it's gonna be good, and hopefully we can still bring some of that good sentimental feeling to the across the street there.
I'm gonna be cool without a shot put pit, you know, going into a baseball field. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just weird, and that's gonna be cleaned up.
That's what's kind of cool about this. You know, there's some yeah, it's always some growing pains with everything, but you know, I know the school's working hard on, you know, I think Beloit's so well known for throwing. Obviously, they have tons of success with that. And so I think it's kind of been, you know, their dream, and I'm not going to put words in their mouth, but try to kind of, I don't know, kind of formalize that a little bit more. And so I think, you know, across the street that, you know, we kind of swapped with them. I know they're doing some plans to do that. And so I think it's going to, you know, kind of bring some actually additional awareness to that whole program and make it more visible. And so, yeah, I'm sure it's some growing pains and some, again, mumbling my name under their breath a little bit with this. But, you know, hopefully, again, you know, we look back 5 years, we're like, oh, wow, glad we did that.
No, I think we will. I feel very confident in that. Jason Rabia, City Manager Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. One more thing before I let you go, unless we're forgetting something.
Yeah.
You know, Heather Hartman was in here last Wednesday, and we were discussing housing. I mean, and I know that was a story that we had here that lead our news, and it is an issue. It's amazing how you can go from a whole bunch of houses for sale to now hardly any, even in Beloit. I counted them up the other day. There aren't that many.
No.
And it's not just Beloit. It's a lot of other places. I talked to somebody from Esben and said that there's one house for sale in Esben, and their population's gone for 100 to 150, according to them.
Yeah.
So I would imagine the city, along with, you know, obviously Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, you have a connection there. And then there's, of course, Heather Hartman. All of you guys have talked about and so forth and so on, because, you know, affordable housing, and then, of course, trying to build, and then materials are an issue now, and then, of course, shortage of workforce for some construction companies is another issue. Have you guys had discussions about some of this stuff and how to be proactive, like we were talking about with the city of Hayes, saying, hey, you know, if we're not proactive and we don't have this, then it could really hurt the rural communities?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a real challenge, and it's one of those, it's really hard. There's a almost like a slingshot effect, you know, a pendulum effect, and it's really hard to respond quickly. I mean, I think there's some short-term things that we can do, and some ways to go after some grants and some funding to help with down payment and those types of things. But, you know, the market's got to be there in order for a contractor to afford to even build a house,
right.
You know, and so are there some other creative things that you can do? I know that's what, you know, Heather and some of her team are exploring, is, you know, there are some ways to get people to, you know, maybe this is just an example, an older resident that has a large house and they're ready to move on, but where do they move on to?
Right.
You know what I mean? Something's more manageable for them, but yet would be great for a family. So
sure.
I know some communities are attacking it that way, you know, to just drastically increase your housing stock. I mean, let's apply some sense to that. It's going to take 2 or 3 years.
Oh, sure.
Well, by that time, it may be over, you know?
But then,
I've been in housing and a banker and all that stuff for a lot of years. So I see this stuff all the time. And so it's
cyclical, isn't it?
Yeah. And so then let's say 2-3 years from now, I was like, oh man, let's rip, you know, lumber prices down. Let's build a bunch of houses.
Yeah.
Well, then what happens?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to buy a house,
yeah.
You know? So it is a really tough nut to crack, and it's really tough to get ahead of it, but yet not too far ahead of it,
right.
Where you hurt developers and you hurt people, you know. So, because, yeah, exactly. A year ago, we said, let's build 10 houses. Everybody was like, oh, you're stupid.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. Now you look
50,
like a genius.
You got 50 for sale. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, right. You would have been a genius if you would have. But
right.
So, yeah, it's a really difficult thing. But I think there's some communities and there's some models that we're looking at of and again, we're just a part of it. I mean, it's
sure.
private sector, it's everybody, right?
Right.
Of just trying to do some creative things to help people, you know, move over type of an idea, you know, move, you know, you move from here, you know, we get this, we open up a house,
right?
You know, they move into something, you know, something a little bit more manageable for them. So there's some units and or can we help with some construction costs, you know, and then lumber, you know, that stuff will hopefully normalize to some degree.
Right.
You know, we've got lots, you know, and we've got things, they're affordable.
Right.
So, and there, some have moved, you know, so I think we're kind of set to be able to meet it, but it's just one of those, it's really tough right now because it's just happening so fast, and it's just, you know, how do you adjust to it, you know? But
absolutely,
it's a tough one. One thing I did want to mention really quick, wait, if we have 2 minutes, is if you remember, we're doing that North Substation project, or we're not, but Sunflower, where we connect to the grid. Mm-hmm. So that's about to be re-energized tomorrow. So again, we're crossing our fingers. You know, it's a lot of, you know, really smart people working on that to connect us back on. Actually, over the last 2 weeks, we've had to run quite a bit with the heat.
Yeah.
You probably didn't even notice it. Maybe you smelled the power. It's a little different smell to it, but you know, for the most part, we're assuming it's going to be smooth transition, but just so you know, there's a hiccup. We're going to respond to it as quickly as we can and make sure that the power stays on or gets back on. But a lot of big variables, a lot of big pieces up there that's going on. But after that, we'll be home free. So it should be back to normal. And really that substation should be healthy for another 20 to 30 years. So, anyways, there's just that little piece I wanted to put out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's why we have you on here, to fill everybody in on what's going on. Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Well, we'll put you back on your regular slot,
okay.
I think.
Yep.
The last Wednesday coming up in the month of July. How's that sound?
That sounds like a good plan. That won't mess me up, you know.
So. You and I are pretty organized.
Yeah. So
if we don't, like for me, if I don't write it down or I put it in my little Rolodex calendar thing on Google Calendar, then I'm probably going to forget.
Yeah, so. I think I put it on here as Community Matters Change is what I did really quick. So I had it.
There
I had it.
Go.
But glad you texted me just in case.
And we did have 5 Wednesdays in June. So technically, you're the 4th Wednesday like you usually are.
It
really,
is. That's
now,
right.
Now think about
so,
it. Thanks, Jason.
Ready.
Yeah, thanks for everything that you do. Enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll see you there towards the end of July.
Right.
8:01 is our time. 71 degrees.